And now, an MRAP short.
Swami, it's the holiday season, and that can only mean one thing, my friend.
Ooh, a randomized controlled trial about Ketorolac.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it
means.
Nail
on the head.
Yeah, well, we've talked about Ketorolac on the show a few times over the years, such as what's the therapeutic ceiling? Historically, and I think how it's packaged, has been 30 milligrams IV, 60 milligrams IM. Brian Hayes has said that you can actually go lower, that the therapeutic ceiling is probably lower than what people usually use. But now we've got evidence that tells us, perhaps, the therapeutic ceiling of this drug.
I think that's always been the problem, is you had to go really way back and see the original Ketorolac studies and see the dosages that they studied. But now we've got a hot off the press article in our journal, Annals of Emergency Medicine. This is by a friend of ours, Sergey Motov. And the article is comparison of IV Ketorolac at three single dose regimens for treating acute pain in the emergency department, a randomized control trial. So Rob, here's what these guys did. And you know, Sergey does some great work on pain medications. They took 240 patients who had acute pain. They randomized them, 80 people in each group, and they gave them either 10 milligrams, 15 milligrams, or 30 milligrams of Ketorolac IV, and then they checked their pain scale at 30 minutes up to 120 minutes. What do you think they found, Rob?
I think they found that they were all the same.
So you don't think that the 30 milligrams was three times better than the 10 milligrams?
I don't think so. I think you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. I think a little goes a long way. A little dabble, do ya? I think they're all the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what they found, right? So 10 milligrams, 15 milligrams, 30 milligrams, no difference in the drop in pain at 30 minutes, really no difference up to 120 minutes in the pain relief that the patients experience. This kind of speaks to the fact that maybe the pain ceiling for this drug is just 10 milligrams, a third of what we're using. And while a study of 240 people can't tell you about safety of the 30 milligram dose, you're going to have more side effects. There's no extra benefit to giving 30 milligrams. All you're left with is extra side effects.
Well, you know what happens when you put another glass of water on a fire that's already been put out?
Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. The fire's already out, man. You don't need to put any more on it. So Swami, 10 milligrams from now on for you? What's going to happen?
Here's the problem with this, Rob. I've been using 10 or 15 milligrams for a while, but it comes in 30 milligram and 60 milligram vials, and those are not multi-dose vials. The pharmaceutical company is not stupid, so I can go with 10 milligrams, but my nurses have to waste the rest of that vial. That's a sad state of affairs. So yeah, I'm going with 10 milligrams because it's better for my patient. What we should be demanding, though, is for the drug company to give us 10 milligram vials, and I'm not sure when that's going to happen.
It's a Christmas time, my friend.
It's a Christmas miracle, Rob.
It's not coming your way.
It's unfortunate, but that's what I want. All I want for Christmas is a hippopotamus and 10 milligram vials of Ketorolac. What do you think? Can we make it happen?